Let's go to Regina in Fort Lauderdale, and she's got a question about hormone shot side effects. Are you there, Regina?
Hello.
Okay. What kind of hormone shots are these?
Okay, I have a question. What if you lost weight, like in your breast, but you want to regain that weight without surgery and, you know what I mean? Without.
Yep.
I want to regain that weight. I didn't mean to lose the weight there.
Well, I don't think that the hormone shots are going to be able to do that.
No.
No, ma'am. The size of the breast is very much controlled by the pituitary gland. Okay? And it's very interesting. The pituitary gland is situated around a bone, and as the bone grows, it cuts the circulation off to one portion of the pituitary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pituitary, if it doesn't shut down, you grow to, you know, outrageous size. And this happens to some people. Some people it shuts down sooner than they'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you get older, if one time the breast size was fine and now as you get older it's atrophying, it's disappearing, we know that usually there's been a blow, a trauma, an injury to the forehead or somewhere to the skull that is reflex to pituitary, that's sedating the normal regulation for the breast size. Okay? So when this happens, another thing that can happen is you can have a pregnancy, and after the pregnancy, the body is so nutritionally deficient that the breasts almost disappear or they involute. This is very, very common, and this is in America, our food is so poor that all of these things happen very, very commonly. So how old a woman are you?
I'm 28.
You're very young for that. Have you recently had a baby?
No, I just lost weight, but I didn't mean to lose weight there.
Well,
but I want to gain it.
Okay, well, may I ask how much weight you've lost?
Like about 20 pounds.
Oh, well, that shouldn't have been that big a difference. How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I said like about maybe 5'6".
Okay.
And I'm like 130.
Okay. So you're not overweight at this time. You dropped 20 pounds. Okay. What I like here the best would be something like adaptogen to support all the hormones. It helps to get all the hormones to the ideal range. That's mm-hmm. where I would go with this. And about three of those at breakfast.
And will it make me regain it there?
It will support the pituitary and the pituitary axis. And this is the most common reason what you've experienced occurs. And so I think it may. Okay?
Okay, and
but
and
you can try a bottle of it. It'll last 30 days. And if you see that you're getting a little better, you typically need to use it for about 4 to 6 months.
Okay, and where do I purchase this?
You can call the order line, 800-370-3447.
Okay.
And there can be other causes for this, too. So you want to think, you want to ask your mom or anybody, your sisters, did you ever get a whack in the head in the last 5-10 years? Anywhere near the forehead or your nose or between your eyes, anything like that, anywhere on the head, because that could be the driver that's sedating the pituitary, okay?
Right, and because I lost weight everywhere else. I mean, not like I wanted to, but there I lost it first.
Well, that's not good. And let me ask you, if you look at your body, do you see extra weight at your hips?
A little bit.
See,
not a lot, but a little bit.
That
yes,
weight,
sir.
That weight tells us we've got a problem with inadequate progesterone. So one of the things, you're not using birth control pills or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, you may be a little low in progesterone, so you might want to consider getting something like gestosterone cream and rub that into the neck and face morning and night, except the days of menses, and see if this, along with adaptogen, can't bring you back to where you should be. And that should also help you to drop what we call hourglass weight off the hips. These things can happen for many reasons. I've given you the most common, and hopefully, you know, this will work. But if it doesn't, then you may need to hunt down a QRA practitioner, and they can find which system is sedating the health of the breast and help you there. Okay?
Okay, and so my question is stretch marks. Well, how do you get rid of those?
Stretch marks, you've had children or?
No.
Well, you got them without it.
Lost weight.
The weight loss, that tells you you were extremely deficient in essential fatty acids at the time you lost the weight. So you need to get some basic nutrition going to make this body a lot stronger. So if you call the order line, you can ask for something called the Super Nutrient Trio. And this is three nutrients, corals for your minerals, EFA oil blend for the oil that you need that we're missing, and that's what caused those stretch marks, and then greens mix, so you got something that boosts the super nutrition of the body, okay, and gets all the nutrients that are missing from other foods. Those are the couple things that I would do right away. Now, as far as shrinking them, the stretch marks, you'd certainly want to mud pack them, Medibody pack them, and you're going to want to apply some coconut oil to those and see if you can't work to reduce those. May I ask your nationality?
I'm mixed.
Okay. See, certain body types are more sensitive to the oil deficiencies than other body types. And obviously, when you went to the weight loss, you're probably stomping out the oils, and boy, it gave you a good kick in the pants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can shrink those down, though, those stretch marks. So just
the coconut oil can shrink it down.
Well,
like
coconut oil will help, but again, mm-hmm. you need to make sure there's not an interference field there. That's why you would do a Medi Body Pack first.
Medi Body Pack. You have that at your order line?
Yes, and they can explain to you how to use some of these things. Okay, Regina?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck, and let me know how you're doing after a couple months.
Okay? I will, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Bye now.